is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
My name is Carissa Boisard, a senior cheerleader at Ruchi High School. You're listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Ruchi Raiders. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
From Ruchi High School, I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. It's a full house. Some 1,400 have jammed into the Ruchi High School gym. The Shelby County League Championship on the line here tonight as the Ruchi Raiders host the Jackson Center Tigers. One game difference between these two clubs in the Shelby County League standings. Jackson Center 9-1 in the SCL, 16-2 overall. Ruchi 8-2, 16-3 overall. Jackson Center won the first meeting by a slim 3 points, 45-42. Had to come back to do it. Ruchi had two possession leads in the third and fourth quarters. Jackson Center made 10 foul shots in the fourth, like they often do, and pulled that game out of the fire. Chuck, this should be a dynamite webcast tonight. It'll be loud. Hopefully our listeners can endure. I think our sinus infections are headed downhill, and we should be communicable. I don't mean contagious. But hopefully we can be heard, understood.
Well, we're above the crowd. We're up in the press box. That's going to help us tonight, I think.
Ruchi Pep Band striking up, and it's one of the two or three top pep bands in the land.
Well, I think all the pep bands in the Shelby County League are pretty outstanding, and they're all loud, I'll give you that.
It's going to be a test of wills tonight, Chuck. Who will crack mentally first? These two teams are hard-nosed. very tough mentally, each team. Scott Eldred leads Jackson Center. Spencer Cordonier, first year head coach, Rushi.
Well, I got here early because I was going to watch the freshman game. It turned out to be homecoming with no freshman game, so I got a chance to chat with both the coaches separately out in the hallway for a while, and both coaches know what they need to do. Rushi wants to set the tempo. They got to try to speed Jackson Center up, and they want to run the floor as often as they can. On the other side, Jackson Center's going to be patient. They're going to run their patent offense. They're going to try to get the ball to Wilderman. They're going to try to get the ball to Drew Sosby. And everybody else is going to have to handle the ball and not turn it over. If it's a game in the 50s to 60, I think it favors Rushi. If it's in the 40s, it favors Jackson Center.
Drew Sosby for Jackson Center is a terrific orchestrator. Makes very few mistakes. He'll make 21-footers. He'll dip down below the foul line, hit a 12 or 13-foot fadeaway. He'll post up on the block. How do you keep the ball out of his hands? Because when it's in his hands, so often good things happen for Jackson Center.
Well, one thing I like about what Jackson Center does is they don't do a lot of on-ball screening, because when you do that, they can hedge and force him out farther. So they run an open post offense, and that gives him the ability to do what he wants to with the basketball. And if you step out on him, he has ability to go around you. That is an improvement by far over last year. And if you don't step out, boy, he can make the three. And then Brady Wilderman on the other side, he can face up and put the ball on the floor. It's going to be a chore for Josh York tonight, who I think will probably get the assignment to guard him,
right,
to keep him from getting the ball to the rim from the perimeter.
All of that said, Jackson Center's offense was held in check by Rushi first time around. Sosby averaging 20 a game, got only 15. I say only. That was five below his average. But the Tigers got it done with tremendous defense in that contest. Rushi had better balanced scoring. Two young men with 10, three with six. But Jackson Center with those two regular scorers leading the way. Sosby Wildermuth won the contest, got to the 1-1 first in the fourth quarter, played excellent team defense down the stretch, inched ahead, hit the 1-1 situations when they had to, eked out a three-point victory. It's an even Steven game tonight, too close to call. Foul trouble could be extremely important. Rushi has a deeper bench.
They do have a deeper bench, and I'm looking at the scorebook, and you got Jonah Counts, you got Connor Monin, you got Trevor Monin, you got Dylan Cordonier, you got Jake Garrity. These kids are all fairly interchangeable.
Yep.
So, and all of them have the ability to shoot the three. If one of them gets hot shooting the three, then that's who they ride. But then you go down inside with Cole Tebby and Josh York, and then off the bench is super sub Jack Gaypor, who can flat out shoot the ball also.
Yeah, Gaypor rifled in 10 points in the first meeting between the two at Jackson Center. You mentioned four or five young men for Rushi. Any one of them can get 10 points in a given night. All of them can shoot the three ball. On the inside, York and Tebby rebounded so well. They were a dynamite duo on the glass against Versailles. They averaged 15 rebounds a game between them.
Well, their game against Versailles was as good as I've seen Rushi play this year.
Yep.
And that's going to be the chore tonight for the Tigers, is to guard the perimeter without allowing Josh York to go crazy on the inside. Because if they try to go one-on-one and play defensively with Wilderman, he has a tendency to pick up a foul or two, and if he gets in foul trouble early, you're right. Jackson's bench is not near as long as Rushi's.
These two clubs, Chuck, are red hot, playing their best basketball of the year. Rushi, 11 wins in the last 12 outings. Jackson Center, 8 victories in the last 9. Perhaps the number one seed in the tournament draw, which is coming up Sunday, on the line here tonight. A lot of coaches have already voted. Maybe they've given the nod to Jackson Center. Tigers come in ranked 4th in the state in this week's Division 4A people. Rushi at 11. No matter who is the number one seed, they'll be in opposite brackets. The number one seed does get to choose the pathway through the district and into the regional.
Right, they do get to choose their way after that. So that is really the only difference in the 1 and 2 seed. Because getting at Piqua, I think the other thing you're going to run into is the three seed might be Fairlawn.
Yep.
And I would think that that's somebody that you're not going to be excited to play. Now, in Triad's no slouch, played Rushi here fairly well for 3.5 quarters.
Right. And they got a pretty good record. So, I mean, if the coaches on the outside of the Shelby County League just based it on record, they might be a three seed.
Yes. Should be an exciting game. Hopefully you will be able to hear us all night long. We are not down behind the scores table in row two or three, as Chuck noted earlier. We are up above in the rafters in the crow's nest, like usual, here at Rushi High School.
I'm getting used to this. I like being way up in the air like this.
You do have I hate to climb, but you do have a much better view from up here. There's a little sign, Chuck, posted inside the door down to our right. It says seating capacity, 1,230. I kidded Mr. Rose, the superintendent. I said, I bet you'll squeeze in 1,231 here tonight. I think they already have. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com, including American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stiley in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, our first ever from the Rushi community, the Francis Schultze Company. Thank you so much, Ken Francis at Francis Schultze, and the young lady whom I met earlier this evening, Rita Schultze, who's sitting with husband Ralph in the first row. Rita signs all the checks at Francis Schultze.
She's the important one then.
Yep. And I told both Reed and Ralph, I'd give them a shout-out. They'd have to tune in via the archives in a couple days to hear that shout-out. They didn't bring their phone or laptop with them to the gym.
Might not have been able to hear it tonight anyway here in the gym when it starts getting rowdy.
And another shout-out to a young man who cannot hear us tonight because he's in the stands too, Mr. Monin from Rushi, who is, just like me, farsighted. I lost my glasses earlier tonight, Chuck. Mr. Monin lended to me his to enable me to get through the evening.
That's a team player right there.
Exactly. It's nice knowing a lot of people in Rushi and Jackson Center on a night on which we celebrate game 1,000 here on ScoresBroadcast.com since our inception in late November 2007. Jeff Bray helped pioneer this service. Tonight, game 1,000, oddly enough, game number one in late November that year. Rushi at Jackson Center. The two teams collide again. Game 1,000, nine-plus seasons later here at Rushi. Additional underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com include Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go just one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. These Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville with on-time high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers. Now next week, Rushi plays at Botkins and is home with Jackson Center as we conclude the Shelby County League boys schedule next Friday night. Just one game to go after this evening. Entering play tonight, Jackson Center has a slim one-game lead over Rushi. Starting lineup, opening tip upcoming in a moment.
the Tigers and Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
There's only one Big Boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled-to-perfection patties of our own fresh, never-frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery-fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your Big Boy. There's only one Big Boy. Unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
Gaffney Furniture in Sydney on West Michigan Avenue has outstanding high-quality furniture priced just right. Check out Gaffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Gaffney Furniture. Go to the website for added savings. That's Gaffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Starting lineups being introduced now for these two teams, the homestanding Rushi Raiders and the visiting Jackson Center Tigers. Rushi in the home white, blue and gold trim. Jackson Center, the away black, orange numbers outlined in white. For Jackson Center, Gavin Boozer opens up at a wing, 6 feet tall, a senior. Drew Sosby, 20 points a game, 6'1", a senior. Ethan Zorn, a 6'2 senior on the court. Bryce Sosby, a 5'10 sophomore. Drew's brother, and Brady Wildermuth, 18 and a half a game, 6 feet, 6 inches tall, and the junior. Starting five for the Rushi Raiders is as follows. Dylan Cordagna, he is a junior guard, 6 feet, 1 inches tall. He's joined on the floor by Jake Garrity, 6'2 senior and a wing player. Inside, Cole Tebby, 9 points, 6 rebounds a game. Junior stands at 6'3". Josh York, 6 feet, 6 inches tall, 11 points a game, 7 rebounds. He's a senior in the middle. And the fifth starter check, I think that I ignored Trevor Monnen, senior guard, 6 feet, a half inch tall. He's the quarterback out front for Rushi. I recognize the lead official, Mr. Dakin, for this game tonight. Jackson Center moving from left to right on your cell phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Rushi from right to left. It is York jumping against Wildermuth, and we're set to go. Shelby County League title on the line conceivably here tonight. And across the way, the referee toots the whistle and says we'll toss it back up again. Wildermuth and York, 34-44. Sosby snatches it for Jackson Center. He's picked up by Monnen, 25 feet away. Near side, it goes to Boozer. Now Wildermuth on top, Ethan Zorn. Hand off to Drew Sosby. Sosby looks down inside for Wildermuth. Can't find him. Right flank. It goes on the play to Sosby's brother. Bryce has got it back to Drew, on top to Zorn. Jackson Center whipping the ball around the top of the key, not penetrating the arc. We've run 30 seconds off the clock, no shots taken. Wildermuth touches for the first time. He comes to the head of the key to grab it. Looks like Jackson Center trying to employ an occasional slip screen chuck at the top of the key. No dice. Here's a baseline drive by Bryce Sosby. Jump shot from 10 feet away. Blocked out of bounds by Rushi. York and Tebby combined. Tebby got a big paw on it. Jammed it over the end line. Jackson Center inbounds. In the left corner, it's Wildermuth. He glides into the lane. Hands off on the play to Boozer. Boozer's got a good look from 16 and drills it. And up the double team, Wildermuth in the paint. He found the open man. Jackson Center scores two right away. Rushi countering. Good look down inside to Tebby. Shot fake. Felt Wildermuth's pressure on the backside and missed it long. He was only 3 or 4 feet away. But the pressure from Jackson Center caused the errant short-range shot.
He thought he was going to get hammered, and he didn't.
Sure did. Here's high-low action. Zorn lobbing down baseline left to Sosby of Jackson Center. Drew with a reverse. Missed it short, no good. Rebound clawed away by Rushi, but then Tebby bounds it on the stripe. 6:33 to go here in the first, 2-0 in favor of Jackson Center. Unlikely initial field goal shot maker for Jackson Center.
That's gravy for the Tigers, that's for sure.
Yep. Ball inbounded on the arc to Bryce Sosby. Hands off to Ethan Zorn. Zorn being checked on the play by Dylan Cordonier. Zorn picks up his dribble, head of the key, back of the basket. Needs to get rid of it, does. Here's Bryce Sosby, 30 feet out, now 20 feet out, inside the arc. Long cross-court skip pass for Boozer. Sails up into the second row of the student section for Rushi.
Well, he's a sophomore playing in front of a huge crowd with a lot of pressure. He'll calm down.
Well, we played nearly 2 minutes, 2-0 in favor of the Tigers. Wildermuth, Drew Sosby, nobody for Rushi, yet to score. Here's York, foul line for the Raiders, looking for the first bucket. Hands off to Dylan Cordonier. Near side to Trevor Munnen, 25 feet out. Tebby catches, head of the key. Right wing, Dylan Cordonier. Now to Munnen. Munnen on the bounce, looking for Garrity. Swings it to the far side. Garrity picked up on the play by Boozer. Into the lane to York, back to the basket. Faces up against Wildermuth. Overshoots wide left. Little intimidation going on again by Wildermuth. Jackson Center got the carom. Good defense by the Tigers here at the start. And here's a whistle as the Tigers whip it around the head of the key, over guarding against Rushi.
Trevor Monin saw that Sosby was getting ready to take him back door, and he reached out and grabbed him. It was probably a good foul.
Wildermuth defensively already, Chuck, has been a force on the inside, just his presence for the Tigers.
Yeah, that last shot by York wasn't even close.
5:20 to go here in the first quarter. Sosby out of the key. Gets a high screen from Wildermuth. Knocked away by York and rolls into backcourt. Trevor Monin trailing the play. Scoops it up. Hits York. Gliding down the paint. Overshoots to the right, but he's tagged on the arm. That was a scattered floor resulting from heads-up hustle out near the timeline by Rushi, which clawed the ball free. Couple foul shots here for York of the Raiders, who are down by a score of 2-0. And York pours it in, 2-1. Like the way Rushi shot fouls, Chuck, down the stretch in the win here on that Saturday night versus Versailles. Well, York stiff-armed that one, barely caught iron. Rebound down to Jackson Center. We played nearly 3 minutes first quarter. It's a 2-1 game. Here's Wildermuth on a high dribble. Meets resistance 25 feet from the basket. Two defenders crowded him, and he turned it over.
Well, two things happen there. He needs to get the ball into the middle, and a guard needs to come back and get the basketball from him. That's three turnovers now for Jackson already. Very untypical of them.
Yep. Uncharacteristic, to say the least. Here's Garrity, 25 feet away for Rushi. Bounds to Tebby on the baseline, on top to York. Rushi still looking for its first bucket of the night. Here's Monin. Now Cordonier, right wing Garrity. Good entry for York, reaching around. Brady Wildermuth gets a fingertip on it, and it goes out of bounds. Yep, the Tigers, like always, playing very stingy defense. And it looks like a baseball box score so far, Chuck. Two runs, three hits, one error, one run, two hits, no errors. 2-1 score. Rushi down by a point. In the game now, Jonah Counts, 6-foot senior guard. Throws a bullet-like pass down inside to York. Shot fake, then goes up. Wildermuth gets a mitt on it and drives it over the end line. Jackson Center with solid interior defensive play so far. Rushi seemed to not be able to dent that wall around the basket. Here's Jonah Counts, baseline drive on the arc to Monin. Rushi wants to go inside to York. He catches in the lane, almost walked through it to Counts, 25 feet away. Ball skipped to Monin, left side of the floor. So far, Jackson Center's defense is impenetrable. Rushi can't get a crack in it. One not to be found. Counts decides to rely on a long 25-footer. Hit it! He banked it in! Oh, the bank's open on a Friday night. No way Jonah meant to use glass, but he did. Here's quickly. Sosby down the floor. Outside the lane to the right for Jackson Center. Unorthodox shot. Way short. It was a congested area. Shot misfired. Rebounded by the Raiders. Quickly up ahead to Tebby. Tebby with a stop-and-go move. Drives. Foul. Jackson Center reaching in on the way to the cup. Ball out of bounds to Rushi.
Well, that was on Ethan Zorn, and Tebby is not a threat to shoot the 25-footer, so you got to be ready to play defense. He's going to put it on the floor.
Ball inbounded by Rushi, baseline right to York. York lofts up a 12-footer, open area, good look. It rimmed out, no good. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by Rushi. Two field goals in this game. Jonah Counts off the bench for Rushi, a three, and a deuce by Gavin Boozer of Jackson Center. Here's a baseline drive by Boozer for the Tigers. Reverses it, far corner to Zorn. Good drive by Zorn. Tries to go reverse using the rim as a defender. Way short. Tigers got it back, though. On the arc to Bryce Sosby. Foul line, a floater from 15. In and out, no good. Rebound far corner. Wildermuth's got a piece of it. A Rushi player undercuts him. It goes out of bounds off the Raiders.
That was a heck of a play by Wildermuth that time because as he was falling out of bounds, he just let the ball drop off the Rushi player who was already laying out of bounds.
Up to say it is a defensive tussle and very low scoring is an understatement. It's 4-2 Rushi. Only two buckets in the game. We've played nearly 5 minutes. Tigers inbound it to the rear of the timeline to Drew Sosby, who races up, gives it to Zorn, head of the key, and we've got a second foul in this game away from the basketball on Jackson Center.
That was on Drew Sosby. That's his first.
Rushi up 4-2, brings it down the floor. The Raiders have gotten some shots inside, but Jackson Center's defense has caused some errant attempts by the Raiders. Jonah Counts did bank in a three a moment ago for the Raiders' only field goal. Monin head of the key, sizes up a long jumper, doesn't take it. It goes into the mid-post to York. Pivots, doesn't shoot. On the arc to Counts. Here's Counts with a runner down the lane. Banked it too much muscle. No good. Rebound Wildermuth to Jackson Center. Down to Bryce Sosby. To Boozer. Deep left corner Zorn. Ball high overhead. Here's a drive into the lane. But Boozer, good entry down inside to Wildermuth. He's got position against York. Catches and drops it through. Here's a near interception by Bryce Sosby. Well down the floor for Jackson Center. He spanks it out of bounds. We're tied at 4, 2:19 to go first quarter. Fine assist by Jackson Center. Last trip down the floor. Here's a long cross-court pass to Tebby low on the left. Half hook shot in the lane. Got it for Rushi. Tebby connects. 6-4 Raiders. 2:07 to go, first period. Oh, here's a pickpocket in backcourt. Stolen by Rushi. Oh, what a play. Tebby took it away. Laid it in. He was fouled. What a ball hawk in backcourt. Cole Tebby, not known for his man-on-man defense, isolated against somebody, as in that situation. But he picked on Bryce Sosby, got the deflection, swarmed the basketball, and made a hard-earned driving layup and was shoved in the back as he scored. 8-4 Rushi. Tebby for the three-point play. and it is no good. Off the back brace, rebound jerked down by Wildermuth of Jackson Center.
Osozbe tried to cross him over. That's not a good move to make in the open field court like that.
And here is Jackson Center at midcourt with the basketball. I think a foul is called on the Rushi Raiders. A shove committed by a white shirt.
And that's on York.
First on him. We'll keep close tabs of fouls on York and Tebby on the inside for Rushi. Drew Sosby, Brady Wildermuth of Jackson Center. And I was about ready to say we haven't seen 6'2 sophomore guard Jack Daypore yet. Now we have. He's on the court for the Raiders. He can shoot the three for certain. Here's Wildermuth getting the ball in the arc for Jackson Center. He hops, steps, and jumps into the lane, riding him, the defender for Rushi, Clay Borchers, 6'4 post player.
They saw Borchers come in the game. They went right down to Wildermuth. I don't think Borchers can guard him.
Here's Sosby, top of the key, inside the arc. Jump shot, 17-footer, good. Swish. Nothing but cord for Drew Sosby. Here's Rushi throwing at the length of the floor to Jiffy. Counts in the right corner, baseline drive. No, but he's hecked on the play, and he's got two coming. That's how you beat a good defense like Jackson Center's, Chuck. Somehow, some way, zip the ball down the floor in a hurry before the Tigers can get cemented in their stances.
Well, they got Wildermuth in a bad situation that time, and he picked up his first foul.
Foul shot is good, but counts. Who's got 4 points already for Rushi. 9-6 Raiders, a minute 36 to go, first quarter. Counts again, got it once more. 10-6 Rushi. Yep, the game's starting to warm up a little bit in terms of points. As Chuck noted in the pregame, if this contest gets to the 50s, it's more than likely a Rushi victory. Jackson Center wants to keep it down in the 40s. Here's Monin, a needless foul in backcourt as he was covering up Drew Sosby much too tightly. Number two on Trevor Monin, team foul total. 5 on Jackson Center, 4 on Rushi. 6 players behind the timeline now. Rushi with token pressure. It goes to Sosby. He's doubled. 80 feet from the basket. Hurdles a pass up to Brady Wildermuth. He knifes into the lane. Banks a shot down on the run. Defensive foul. Raiders not set. What a play by Brady Wildermuth. Time and time again, Chuck. We've talked about this 6'6" lad is having guard-like skills at times.
Well, he does, and I'll tell you what, he did such a nice job of avoiding, and then the Rushi kid kind of slid over in front. He wasn't set.
10-8 in favor of Rushi. Brady Wildermuth at the stripe, an opportunity here for a three-point play. Well, Brady Wildermuth took the ball backside of the timeline, and he barreled hard 60 feet down the court. And he outraced everybody in progress. Rushi got there late. Defensive foul on the Raiders, and Wildermuth cans the free throw to make it a 10-9 game in favor of Rushi. With a minute 19 to go in the first quarter. Cordonier at midcourt, outside the arc of the left to Garrity, who hasn't touched it much. On top to Tebby, enters the lane, weaves to Cordonier. Now Garrity in the left corner, tries to go baseline to Daypore. Good overplay by Sosby. His quick hands shook the ball free, and Jackson Center's got the steal. Here's the ball flipped up the floor to Zorn. Deep right corner, Zorn open look, three-point bomb, swish by Ethan Zorn. Boy, you don't cover up Zorn, you might pay. You need to find him for sure.
Well, he is a set shooter, and when he does get his feet set like that, especially out of the corner, he's a deadly shooter.
And it's 12-10, Jackson Center's taking a two-point lead. Foul line extended left, Daypore. On the arc to Garrity. Fakes left, goes right. Now to Cordonier to Counts, 25 feet away. Jackson Center is edged on top by a bucket. Half minute remaining, first quarter. Here's Tebby in the lane. Tebby lowers the shoulder. Good acting job of Brady Wildermuth, and he gets the call. It's ruled offensive.
I think that's a correct call. I'm not sure he got hit hard enough to fall as hard as he did, but Tebby kind of dipped his shoulder. They're going to call that every time.
31.2 to go in the first. 12-10, Jackson Center with the lead. Six players in backcourt. Marucci trying to slow Jackson Center down, maybe force a miscue. Here's Zorn, 60 feet from the basket to Brady Willemuth. Chest pass up the floor to Boozer. Into the half court now. Now it's given up at the timeline to Drew Sosby. 35 feet from the goal with 11 seconds to go in the period. Jackson Center up two. Deep right corner pass. Now right back to Sosby, who handles with five to go. Against Dylan Gradonier. Sosby shot fake. Launches from three-point territory. Deflected by Rucci as the quarter closes. Very slow start offensively. The team started to heat up. 12-10 Jackson Center after one. Big night of Shelby County League boys basketball. The league championship on the line. Scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Rushi. Raiders have the ball to start the second quarter. Right away in the lane, York turns around, squares up, and hits the 12-footer. Josh York, turnaround Jay in the paint for Rushi. It's a 12-12 tie. Tigers led by two at the end of one. Rushi has just knotted the score. Here's Brady Willemuth, 25 feet away for Jackson Center. Goes cross-court on the play to Boozer. Boozer's left free, starts to drive, pulls up baseline left, in hot water. Cross-court, three-point shot, open player, Bryce Sosby, missed it, little lengthy. Rebound Rushi, almost tore the zone. Raiders roll the ball out of trouble. It goes up ahead to Cordonier. A minute gone, second quarter, tied at a dozen. Here's Debbie on top. Left wing, Jonah Counts. Now Garrity. Right flank, Cordonier. Into Debbie, good position. York at the foul line. Oh, good open pass. Down inside to Counts. Shot blocked. Rebound scooped up by York and laid in. 14-12, Rushi leads. Backcourt pressure by Rushi causes a turnover. Drew Sosby's bounce pass for Zorn was behind him. Tension from Rushi's defense, rear side of the timeline, triggered the miscue. 6:45 to go, second quarter. Rushi with a couple quick goals starting out the second period. Chuck in front by a basket.
Well, the ball to York, and that's always a good thing if you're the Raiders.
After the turnover against Jackson Center, Cordonier walks it across to Rushi, which is up two. York head of the key, picked up by Wilbermuth. Left side pass, Dylan Cordonier into Tevi. Tevi guarded by the smaller Zorn. Good defense by Ethan, and it causes a much too long shot by the Raiders. Rebound to Jackson Center. Down the floor to Sosby. Drew, top of the key, foul line. Pedals his way into the lane. A push in the back of the driver. And Sosby's going to toe the stripe. Team foul seven on Rushi. And you know darn well, Chuck, Drew Sosby has in the back of his mind, hey, if I can penetrate, draw some contact, it's the seventh team foul.
They're really running at him and trying to keep him off the arc, so he's going to take it to the rim, and he does a great job of that.
Free throw, Sosby is in. Yeah, you're right. Raiders are trying to jump in his path, not let him get comfortable behind the three-point line. But Drew has put the ball on the deck, maybe more than usual tonight. and that drive to the basket right there resulted in two free throws. He connected on each one. We're tied at 14. In the lane, York for Rushi, stumbling a little bit, took the pass from Cordania. There's contact, 8 feet from the basket. Two or three players fall to the floor, and it's ruled a charging foul on York of Rushi. And that might have been a blown call.
Well, I don't think it was going to be a block, but
maybe a travel.
Maybe a travel. Yeah. I'll give you that.
And here we've got an offensive foul against Jackson Center in backcourt. The pressure was on the Rushi. We had eight players defending Jackson Center, had trouble getting it inbounds. And Brady Wildermuth collided with Cole Tebby, who set himself up. Wildermuth went right through him, and that's foul number two on Brady. 6:09 to go, second quarter, tied at 14. Late in the pregame, we talked about the significance of personal foul totals in this contest. And 6'6 junior Brady Wildermuth, who's gotten off to a good start tonight at both ends of the floor, has a couple personal fouls. Here's Tebby, near side pass for Cordania. Telegraph throw, intercepted by Sosby. Hits the trailer, Wildermuth, powers to the rim for two. Big steal by Sosby, who anticipated the throw. Brady Wildermuth trailed the play, got the bucket, 16-14 Tigers. Three ball Rushi way downtown. A long one hits the back of the iron off the fingertips of Connor Modden. The ball sailed way up in the air, hit a cable above the backboard. It's out of bounds. That was a quick shot by Rushi, to say the least.
They like that quick three-point, though.
Here's Jackson Center in backcourt. Zorn races up the near side. Connor Modden smacks it out of bounds. 5:32 to go in the second, 16-14. Jackson Center by a basket.
You can't just look where you're going to throw the ball. You've got to move the ball, make the defender move the hands, and then you can get the easy pass down to the corner.
Rushi scored four to start the quarter. The Tigers have answered with four. Baseline right, Wildermuth. Oh, a good head fake. Around Tebby, all the way to the rack, up and in. Wildermuth caught the ball 10 feet away in the short corner, sped to the basket, and drained it. Here's a long three-pointer by Daypour of Rushi. It's bouncing around, no good. Good follow by Daypour. Left it short on the iron. It comes down to Jackson Center. Here's Zorn. Here's Drew Sosby, high right. He tries to cut through the lane. It's clogged. He comes back out. Still on the dribble is Sosby. He'll get the one-and-one because Connor Monnet is too aggressive. He hand-checked him right in front of the official.
Well, you know that I would hate to defend him, because I'm old and fat, but he is so hard to defend because he keeps his dribble, and you don't know if he's going to go to the rim or going to step back for the three. He is a real nightmare to defend.
Unbelievably shifty is Drew Sosby of Jackson Center. He's got the 1-1 to push the lead up to 6, and he rolls in the first one, front rim, backboard, and down through. 19-14 in favor of Jackson Center. And there it is, a half-dozen point margin in favor of the Tigers, 20-14. Eight straight points by the visiting club. Here's Cordania straight away for Rushi. Back pedals toward the sideline. Spin move, top of the key, fumbled it, got it back. Hands off on the play to Counts. Counts swerves into the top of the circle. Now it's fed to York, high post, back to Cordania on the arc. Deep in the left corner, Count. Step back, three ball. A little too much muscle on it. It hit the rim, backboard. It fell into the lap of Jackson Center. Long heave down the floor to Zorn. Out back to Sosby against Cordania. Looks over the three ball. Doesn't let it fly. 4:18 to go, second quarter. 6-point lead, Jackson Center. Zorn between the rings. Oh, Sosby was wide open inside. Tigers didn't see him. Now he catches it. Right corner, goes baseline. He's doubled. Cross-court pass to a teammate. Out of left corner. A long jumper is good. Beautiful shot on the play by Platfoot, who's coming off the bench for Jackson Center. Trent Platfoot, a freshman 5'11 player, entered a minute ago. Sosby was triple-teamed, found Platfoot. He buried it. And Rushi needs a timeout. Half the second quarter gone, and the Tigers have upped the lead to 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Rushi. 4:03 to go till the end of the first half. The Jackson Center Tigers on a roll, trailing 14-12 a minute into this quarter. In the last 3 minutes, have rattled off 11 unanswered against Rushi to lead by 9.
They're playing Jackson Center basketball. They're going to the free throw line and playing great defense.
Indeed. York, top of the key, goes to Cordonier. Deep left corner, Garrity for Rushi. Little pick and roll with teammate Tevi. Half hook shot right in front. 5-footer, left it short, no good. Oh, a great offensive rebound. Garrity up and in. Jake Garrity gets the field goal for Rushi. Boy, he was hustling. He was right below the rim. Came in there from his wing position and snatched up the offensive rebound and got the field goal. 23-16 in favor of Jackson Center. Here's Tosby pulling up right flank inside the arc. Jump shots away. Hit the rim twice. No good. Rebounded by the Raiders. Tosby doesn't miss those very often. 3:14 to go first half. York head of the key for Rushi. Throws it near side behind Cordonier. Picked off by Tosby. Tosby down the floor. Stops mid-post. Fades away. Bank shot. That's it. Oh, what a play.
Had nothing else to do with it. He might as well shoot it and score.
Outstanding shot by Drew Tosby. Kissed in a 15-footer off the window. Tevi, low post right for Rushi. Tries to bank one from 7 feet. Short, no good. Willemuth and Zorn had him handcuffed. Rebound Tigers.
He really short-armed that shot. He never got his arm above his head.
2:42 left in the half. 9-point lead, Jackson Center. Zorn top of the circle. Left side to Boozer. Flatfoot still on the floor for Jackson Center. He's got it deep in the right corner. Shot fake. Enters the lane. Fires a pass cross court to Boozer. Hits the cutting Zorn down the paint to the backboard. Good with the left hand. Fine ball reversal. Super sharing of the basketball by Jackson Center, which is burst on top by 11. Countering Rushi. Long three-point try. No good. Way off to the left by Connor Monin. Rebound by Jackson Center. 11-point lead Tigers. 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Drew Tosby midcourt. Willemuth comes out to catch. Jackson Center in the double bonus at the moment. 19 fouls on Rushi. Outside the arc, Tosby quarterbacks the club. Picked up by Cordonier. Now to Willemuth near the timeline. He's doubled, trying to find a release man. He goes to Platfoot. Here's Platfoot slicing into the lane. Deals outside the arc on the left wing to Boozer. Long three try. No good off the flange. He was wide open. Couldn't convert. Rebounded by the Raiders, who need a bucket here desperately. Into the mid post to Tevi. On the arc to Garrity. Back to Tevi. Squares up against Zorn. Zorn scrapes the ball away. Rushi gets it back. Right back in the middle to Tevi. Tevi twisting, turning. Can't get off the shot. Hey, what, Chuck? This Ethan Zorn is 6 feet 2 inches tall, and he's got lengthy arms. He plays like 6'3 or 6'4.
He's doing a great job defensively on Tevi right now. Tevi cannot get a shot.
Nope, he is frustrated. 50 seconds to go in the first half. Rushi with a lengthy possession, down 11. Ball fed to York into the middle of the lane, back to the basket. Ball is pried loose, but a foul. Platfoot, I think, got him. 1-1 for Rushi, down by 11. These are critical free throws here.
Did a great job of keeping Willemuth in the game to continue to score, and now with 49 seconds and his two fouls, he's going to sit for the rest of the half.
Yep, Chase Hickman, 6'4 junior, checks in for Willemuth, who Chuck noted is on the bench with two personals. Free throw bouncing around by York. It is no good. Rebound low in the right, but Tebby of Rushi, and I think a Raider went over the back of a Jackson Center player.
And they called it on Tebby.
and that means we stroll to the other end. Jackson Center gets a double bonus out of it.
Well, if I was Sosby, I'd try to sneak in there and say they fouled me, but I don't think that's going to work.
Ethan Zorn at the free throw line for Jackson Center, which is up 11, 27-16. Yep, Jackson Center has played Tiger Ball big time here in the last 6 minutes. Free throw by Zorn. Perfect. Right on cue. The Tigers continue to drill free throw after free throw. Somehow, some way, when you play Jackson Center, one of the recipes for success is to somehow play pretty good defense and don't foul very often.
That's hard because, especially with Wildermuth and Sosby, they just are so adept at getting to the rim.
Zorn sinks each foul shot. It's a 13-point game, 29-16. Rushi's only got 16 points in the first two quarters. Here's the ball thrown down low on the right to Borchers. Turnaround fadeaway, seven-footer on the block. No good. Hit the rim, ricocheted away to Sosby. Stolen by Counts at midcourt. 20 seconds left. Counts feeds the troller. Garrity for the driving layup. Good play ignited by Counts. Garrity got the goal. Jake with a couple hoops here in this period for Rushi. 8 seconds to go in the half. 11-point lead, Jackson Center. Here's Blackfoot fumbling. Gives it up on top to Sosby. A second remaining. Sosby gets off a wiener. 16-footer at the buzzer. No good. And the first half concludes. Jackson Center with a splendid second quarter leads Rushi by 11, 29-18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center Market. It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
And welcome back here to Rushi High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Halftime at the Rushi Gym. Jackson Center Tigers put on a clinic in quarter number two to outpace Rushi by 11 at the halftime break, 29-18, or halftime report. Brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, how have the Tigers gotten it done so far?
Well, they have a 13-8 rebounding advantage. That's helpful. Rushi has a 3-1 on the offensive boards. The Tigers turned it over 6 times. Three of those times trying to cross over at midcourt had turned into easy baskets at the other end. So if they can cut that out, boy, they would have only given up 12 points in the first half. The Raiders, 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Jackson Center made all 7 of their attempts. For the Tigers, they were led by Wildermuth with 9. They got 8 from Sosby, 7 from Zorn, 3 from Platfoot, 2 from Boozer. They scored 12 and 17, 29 in the first half. Rushi led in scoring. They have five from Counts and five from York, four from Garrity, and four from Tebby. They scored 10 and 8. They trailed 29 to 18 at the half.
And for Jackson Center, Chuck, the field goals by Plackfoot and Boozer, bonus baskets for sure.
Well, yeah, that one from the corner, that was a big three. That really kind of ignited the run that Jackson went on by Plackfoot, the freshman. And Boozer hit the first shot of the game. But, you know, you got the three scores. You got 9, 8, and 7 out of Rotemus, Sosby, and Zorn. If they have another half like that, it's going to be tough for Rushi to come back.
And Jackson Center's interior defense has been impenetrable so far. Ethan Zorn has been brilliant defending the post. Jackson Center's technique, playing from behind to the side of that post man, is just super. It's shut Rushi down in the lane so far in this contest.
Well, Rushi has seven baskets, and like I said, three of those were on steals and layups.
Yep.
So they only have four out of their offense.
Now, Counts banked in that one long three. And you're right, Garrity sneaked in, got a couple below the rim. That's not where he usually scores. But York and Tebby have been held in check, and Jackson Center has posted an 11-point cushion here at the half. Jackson Center Tigers, one loss in the league coming into tonight. Rushi with two. A Jackson Center win would give the Tigers a two-game edge with one to play, and that would seal it up should Jackson Center win tonight.
Yeah, they're going to wrap it up tonight with a win. If not, then it's going to be tied, and they're going to have to go win a game at Anna, which is not going to be easy.
Actually, that game would be at Jackson Center. Anna beat the Tigers earlier at the Rockets. Jim, Rushi's got to go to Botkins next week.
Right, okay.
So if Rushi were to win tonight and then next week, and Jackson Center dropped next week's game at home to Anna, Rushi could then get the title outright.
Right.
But Jackson Center's got other ideas. The Tigers want to close the deal here this evening, up 11. We're about 5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewey of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
My name is Jacqueline Sweezy, a senior cheerleader at Jackson Center High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of Jackson Center Tigers. Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
The Jackson Center Tigers lead the Rushi Raiders 29-18 at the half here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here tonight, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast over 9 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California. Thus the name LaCal. And during boys basketball games, LaCal Equipment highlights cheerleaders or players. Tonight we salute the 10 seniors who compete for these two teams, 8 for Rushi, just a couple of 12th graders for the Jackson Center Tigers. The two young men who will graduate this spring from Jackson Center, Sosby and Zorn, Drew Sosby, Ethan Zorn, members of the Jackson Center basketball team. They are seniors, will graduate this year from the Jackson Center program. We salute to them. Outstanding students, excellent on the court as well. And for Rushi, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 12th graders. Jonah Counts, Connor Monin, Trevor Monin, Jake Garrity, Caleb Ball, Luke Bussey, Clay Borchers, and Josh York, all seniors for the Rushi Raiders. These are outstanding student-athletes for Rushi and Jackson Center who will graduate this spring from their respective schools. They are saluted here tonight by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
A couple of big shout-outs here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. One to the extended family of Ethan Zorn of the Jackson Center Tigers. A shout-out to Marv and Debbie Seeley in Key Largo, Florida. And also to Uncle Brian and Aunt Deb in Chicago. They're all cheering for number 12 of the Tigers, Ethan Zorn. And also a shout-out to another set of folks out in Kansas City, Missouri, and Mesa, Arizona. We'll tell you a little bit more about that shout-out as time permits. Jackson Center with the ball up 11 as we start playing the third. Brady Willem with a pull-up jumper below the foul line. Bingo! What a start for the Tigers, Chuck.
Well, this is a real danger time for the Raiders. They cannot let this thing get stretched out.
31-18. 26 seconds gone here in the third. Dribbling through the top of the key, Dylan Cordonier holding foul against Jackson Center. Right below us, Garrity will trigger it in for Rushi, which needs a rush of points right now to make this interesting. Outside the arc, 25 feet away, Trevor Monin's got the ball for Rushi. On the bounce. Into the head of the key to York. York looks down low for Tebby, can't find him. Dribble drive, left corner. Monin, pinned by the Tigers defensively, gives it up, gets it back. Trevor, 20 feet out, starts to drive, slashes through the lane. Oh, a bunny hop down low. Did he walk or was he fouled?
I think they called the foul before the travel.
Whew.
That's probably the correct call.
Bryce Sosby on the back of the Rushi player, common personal. Right away, Jackson Center hit with two fouls in 55 seconds as we start play in the second half. Baseline, right of the basket. The Raiders triggered in as Cordonier. Long lob to Trevor Monin. Ball skips into backcourt. He traces it down. Trevor, top of the circle, pulls up, goes to York. Tries to find Garrity back door. He's not there. Tigers with superb defense in this game tonight. Here's pitch and catch. Garrity on the arc in the lane to York. Defended by Wildermuth, who tips the shot. Deflected by Wildermuth. He snatches it, throws it down the floor to the driver, Boozer. High dribble, coughed up the ball, got it back, no whistle. Well, that last play by Rushi typifying Jackson Center's defense all night long. Point blank range, York right in front. But Brady Wildermuth at 6'6 with lengthy arms. Got a fingertip or two on the shot. Here's Sosby in the paint, back to the basket. Turnaround fadeaway for Jackson Center. No good. Off the heel. Long rebound to Rushi. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. 13-point lead, Jackson Center. Deep in the right corner, Garrity tiptoes along the boundary. Gets three. pushes Boozer away and scores a five-footer.
That was a little shove there, but no call, so a good play.
The 11-point lead in favor of Jackson Center, which beats the press down the floor. Wildermuth into the paint. Two men run at him. Good pass off to Boozer. Boozer lays it in for Jackson Center. Tigers attacking the pressure from Rushi, which goes right back inside to York. Squares up against Wildermuth. Good body work by Brady. Shots high off the glass. No good. Rebounded by the Tigers again. Boy, Rushi simply cannot score from the post area. Jackson Center's defense has been very thorough inside. Here's Platfoot deep in the right corner. He made a big field goal, a triple in that first half for Jackson Center. Here's Sosby caught underneath the glass for Jackson Center. Tries to reverse it. Shot hits the rim, bounds to Rushi. Good defense there by the Raiders. Stop and go move on the arc by Trevor Monin, and a timeout is called by Rushi. 3 minutes into the third quarter, 13-point lead for Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
That the Rushi Raiders offensively, Chuck, are stymied. Simply can't get much done against this Jackson Center great defense.
No, well, 20 points, 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. That's about 15 points lower than they normally are.
Yep. Jack Daypore has entered the game. 6'2 sophomore guard. He's on the floor now for Rushi, trying to ignite the offense. Here's Monin, 25 feet away for the Raiders. Head coach Spencer Gradonier kneeling on the sideline as he watches his Rushi team try to attack this vaunted defense from Jackson Center. Down low on the left, it's Debbie. Spinning, turning, shot fake. Then goes up against Wildermuth, and he left it short. Fine defense by Wildermuth, who bothered the shot. Jackson Center snared the rebound, up 13. Into the lane, driving goes Flatfoot. Feeds Wildermuth outside the paint to the right. Shot swirls around the rim, almost went down, came out. Stick back attempt at Jackson Center. No, but a foul on Rushi.
Zorn came out of nowhere. What a great rebound, and he almost got the basket. Going to go shoot a couple of free throws.
Zorn at the stripe, two shots for him. Jackson Center tries to inch the lead to 15. Free throw by Zorn hit every centimeter of the iron and fell off. Second shot, Zorn, yes. 34-20 in favor of Jackson Center. Biggest lead of the game, 4:25 to go, third quarter. Near side, Trevor Monin gives it up deep right corner to Debbie. Rushi has not found a solution inside against Jackson Center. Holding the ball, Monin on the arc. Backs his defender down, it's Blackfoot. Monin in traffic, hangs a shot on the go, hits it, and he's fouled. Well, Monin had the less experienced defender on him, and he took advantage.
Yeah, Monin did a nice job there, the senior on the freshman. Rushi's only made one three, and that was that kind of throw bank by Counts early in the first quarter. Other than that, they have not made a three.
Monin bangs in the foul shot, 3-point play for him. Rushi needed that. The difference is 11. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Brady Wildermuth midcourt. Left side pass to Sosby. Now Zorn, 35 feet away. Back to Sosby. Now Zorn. Jackson Center throws to Wildermuth in the lane. Double teamed. Rushi knocks it free. Wildermuth gets a fingertip on it. It goes out of bounds. Miscue. Jackson Center. Rushi will take it.
With three people around him, the pass should not have been thrown into him. And if they're going to throw it in there, you throw it high. You don't throw it where he's got to go down and bring it back up from his ankle.
Right. 3:35 to go, third quarter. Daypore on the arc for Rushi. Looks for the cutter, Trevor Monin. He hangs on. Zorn guards him. Uh-oh, 5 seconds. Yep, the count was on by the official, Mr. Dockin. And that was a good call. Daypore held it some more. Players cut. Daypore didn't give it up. Zorn was very close to it.
You've got quarterbacks who are supposed to have a clock in their head knowing when to get rid of the ball. That's the same thing there. You got to know. And he still had his dribble. He could have just dribbled once and got a recount.
Yep. And as Jackson Center tries to enter the ball on the floor in backcourt, they're having difficulty because Rushi is holding the intended receiver.
That was on Mana and Trevor Mana, and that's his third.
Number three on Trevor. Here's Sosby to midcourt for Jackson Center. Makes an errant pass down the right side of the floor, right at the knees of Dylan Cardano of Rushi, who steals up to Daypore. Daypore barges in from the right corner. Defensive foul, Jackson Center.
Both teams a little stagnant here in the third quarter offensively. I'm going to give credit to the defenses.
3 minutes, 15 seconds left in the third. Jackson Center up 11. Here is Dylan Cardano, baseline right, lobbing to Daypore on the arc. On the bench right now are both Tebby and York for Rushi. Rushi trying to attack but driving a little more now. Cardano enters the lane, goes to Trevor Munn, high right. Trevor hangs on 25 feet out. Behind the back dribble, down the right side of the paint. Loops it on the arc to Garrity. Step back, three ball. You hear the crowd. He buried it. Jake Garrity, 23-footer. Set up by the throwback from Marvin, who penetrated. Hit the man behind him, who was in three-point territory. Had six quick points by the Rushi Raiders. Holding foul against Rushi near the timeline. 2:39 left here in the third. 34-26, Jackson Center. Steal in backcourt by Garrity. Garrity against Bruce Sosby, who tagged him on the wrist as Garrity went in for the point-blank shot. Sosby saved the gimme. Garrity's got to earn them now at the stripe, but you sense check momentum is shifting.
Well, that was just a very lazy inbounds pass. I mean, there's no reason for that to happen.
Sloppy play by the Tigers all of a sudden. Garrity coming off a made three, misses the free throw. Second attempt here for Jake Garrity. Just over 2.5 to play in the third quarter. Garrity again, too hard as well. And Brady Willemuth soaks up the long rebound. Outlet pass to Sosby. 3-on-2, Sosby in the lane. On the arc to Zorn, who guns a three, too hard. Weak side rebound, though, by Sosby. Sosby hands off to Blackfoot. Blackfoot is guilty of walking below the rim. He tried to extricate himself from hot water and took steps.
It was a heck of a rebound, but he was in all kinds of trouble after he got the ball.
34-26. Rushi down 8. Could have made it a 6-point game, but missed free throws. Last journey down the floor. Here's Daypore carving out space in the paint. Scoops it up with the left hand. Got it! What a play by Jack Daypore, the sophomore, slithered between a couple of Tigers in the lane and flipped it in there from down around his knees. And we've got a 6-point game, 8 straight by Rushi. A minute 50 to go, third quarter. Deep left corner with the ball, Blackwood hits Sosby. Foul line jumper by Sosby, way off to the left, shot deflected. It comes down to Daypore. Pendulum is swung Raiders' way at the moment. Midcourt, it is Cardano. Near side pass, Garrity. Right corner, Daypore. Daypore on the bounce. Picks up his dribble. Goes to Monin. Shot fake. Back to Daypore. Sets and shoots the three. Look out. He's got it. He's got it. Jack Daypore made a bomb. Boy, you give him an opportunity to set his feet. He will nail shots.
This 1-3-1 that Rushi's gone to here has just stymied Jackson Center. They can't get any good shots.
Here is Sosby penetrating the 1-3-1. Finally, the Tigers get a field goal. Wow, that snapped a 12-0 run by Rushi. Three-pointer by Daypore. Beautiful play down the lane by Sosby. Rushi had tallied 12 in a row. I should say 11 in a row Rushi had scored. Scoreboard reads 36-31. It said 32 and then retracted a point. As I look up at the Rushi side of the board, Chuck, 59 seconds, 31. Okay, it is correct now.
And 36-31.
36-31. It was 34-20. Rushi scored 11 consecutive. And then Sosby made the big bucket by the Tigers in the paint.
That half-court trap is really doing a number on Jackson. They're turning the ball over and having trouble getting good looks out of it.
You're right. It's ball. Jackson Center's flow down. Under a minute to go. Third quarter. Rushi behind by five after once trailing by 14. Just over 2 minutes ago. Daypour to the foul line. Gives it up outside the arc to Tebby. Tebby starts to drive back to Daypour against Zorn. And Zorn puts his arms up. And he's on the chest of Daypour. And is that six or seven on Jackson Center?
That's six. They're going to bring it in. You can use your hands a little bit, but you cannot put an arm bar up and stop somebody, and that's what he did that time.
Rushi's in the 1-1 next. Ball entered to Munn and in the right corner. 40 seconds to go in the third. 5-point lead in favor of Jackson Center, but Rushi's made it interesting. It was a 14-point spread. Rushi cut it to three. Here's a baseline drive by Tebby. He bullies his way down low. Wildermuth is fixed, and it's a charge.
Hey, I'm sorry. That is the correct call. You can't just run through people.
28.3 to go here in the third quarter.
That's three charges that Wildermuth's taken by himself tonight.
Sosby at midcourt, picked up tightly by Garrity. They double Wildermuth 30 feet away. Ball given to Zorn in the middle of the floor with 12 seconds left in the third. Here's Sosby, top of the key. Sosby on the bounce. Back to Wildermuth. Wildermuth near the timeline. Dribbles with the left hand. Oh, he fumbled the ball out of bounds. 4.1 to go in the third quarter. Rushi with a chance. Raiders an opportunity to cut it to 2-3 before the buzzer. 34-20 was the score with over 3.5 left in this quarter, and Rushi has come on like gangbusters, getting long three-pointers, made shots and free throws to get three. Here's a long pass down to Garrity in the lane. Hits the trailer. Boisters hits at the buzzer. My goodness, what a play. Three quick passes by Rushi. And Borchers, trailing all the activity, hit a five-footer in motion right down the lane. It was dancing on the rim as the buzzer sounded. And Rushi's within three after once trailing by 14. Into the third quarter on Scores, broadcast.com.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Well, here we go, the fourth and final period on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. For game 1000 here on Scores, is turning into a real thriller, entertaining game. Rushi has rallied from a 14-point deficit to cut the Jackson Center advantage to just three, and the Raiders have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Day four inbounding. Outside the arc, near side counts. Motion offense for Rushi. Tebby comes out to catch. 36-33, Jackson Center. Here's Counts getting a high screen from Cordonier. Cordonier rolls. Counts feeds Garrity left corner. On the arc to Tebby. Wildermuth doesn't guard him too closely. Now to Cordonier. Spins top of the circle, foul line. Turns around in the lane, goes back to Daypour. Daypour to Cordonier. 35 seconds gone, fourth quarter. Deep right corner, Garrity jacks up a triple, way short, barely caught Ian. Loose ball rolling out of bounds off Cordonier. Jackson Center ball. Here we go. Tigers bring it up the court. Sosby center line, 7:14 left in the fourth. High right, Brady Wildermuth. Long cross-court pass, left flank, to Boozer. He's double-teamed. Must find an open player. Drew shows that he checks up a three. Deep left corner. In and out. No good. Rebound Zorn. Deflected by Rushi. Out of bounds off the Raiders. Oh, Zorn had a point-blank shot. Good D by Rushi to get a hand on it. Tigers, Bryce Sosby inbounds left of the rim. Bryce looking into Sosby, deep left corner for Jackson Center. Sosby baseline, around a couple players. Cross court to Zorn on the arc. Short on the triple. He clanged off the iron. Tabby snared the rebound. Up to Daypore, three-point lead Jackson Center. Left corner, Cordonier. Starts a drive against Bryce Sosby. He's not there in time. It's a defensive foul, and it's a one-and-one for Rushi. With 6:40 to play, and the Tigers up three, 36-33. We've got Jackson Center supporters out in Kansas City, Missouri, and Mesa, Arizona, tuned in tonight. Extended family of Tiger players. Free throw is good by Counts. 36-34, two-point game. Second shot upcoming. A couple of bounces. Jonah Counts air mails in another one. He sinks two. It's a one-point contest, 36-35. What a run by Rushi, which has scored 15 of the last 17 here in this game. 25 feet away, Wildermuth gives it up to Sosby. Sosby to Zorn between the rings. Outside the arc of Brady Wildermuth, foul line Zorn. Here's Drew Sosby, step back three ball. Off to the left, no good. That was a long distance try by Sosby. Rushi got the rebound. Down the floor quickly to Daypore. Daypore, a driving layup. He's got it. And Rushi's taking the lead. Rushi's off top the one. 37-36 Raiders. Midcourt, Wildermuth, foul line in the paint. Running one hander. Swish! Big goal as Wildermuth counters for Jackson Center, which is up one, 38-37. There's a long pass down the floor by Rushi, knocked out by the Tigers in the corner. Boy, this one's going right down to the wire. Right down to the wire to be sure. Ball inbounded by Rushi. It's misfired in the front court, rolls into back court without being possessed by anybody, and the Raiders track it down. 5.5 to go in the game. Rushi behind by 8 points. Bounce pass right corner, Tebbing. Rushi had gone ahead with 5:40 left at 37-36. Brady Wildermuth made a critical basket in the paint. Low to the right, Cordonier. Gives it up right corner, Daypore. He starts a drive, poked away by Sosby, who hooked him. 1-1, Rushi.
Looked like a pretty nice steal to me.
Daypore at the strike for the Rushi Raiders. He puts the ball on the floor four, five, six times and hits the foul shot. We're even up at 38.
Daypore's come off the bench and had a heck of a second half.
Oh, he's had a sparkling last 12 minutes for the Rushi Raiders. Second free throw by Daypore. He dips those knees and rattles in the second free throw. 39-38. Rushi up a point. Once down 14. Raiders were in deep doo-doo. Midway third quarter. Fine comeback by Rushi to overtake Jackson Center by one. 5 minutes even to go in the fourth. Zorn's got the ball in the arc. Gives it up to Brady Wildermuth. Lobs it cross court. On the play to Boozer. Boozer lost the ball, driving into the lane. Brady Wildermuth picked it up, and he's drilled on the arm. Wildermuth right in front. Had a pretty good look. He dug that ball off the hardwood after Boozer had coughed it up. Rushi did a wise thing. He latched onto the arms of Brady Wildermuth, who's at the foul stripe for a pair. High arching free throw, shy of the mark, no good. 39-38, Rushi still. 4:51 to go here in the fourth. Second attempt here by Brady. One, two, three bounces. It's on the way for the tie. It's rolling around. It comes off. No good. Debbie lurches high to pull down the board for the Raiders, who are up by one. We near the 4.5 minute mark in the fourth period. Debbie spins into the paint, back to the basket, gives it up to Counts on the arc. Rushi tries to extend the lead. A long triple by Counts. No good off the heel. Rebound by Sosby. Sosby one on two. Wow. Up go. What a play by Sosby. Scooting the last 40 feet. He scooped it right in front of the rim. A little teardrop up and over the iron.
And talk about body control.
Wow. Big goal by Sosby. That was one heck of a play. And Jackson Center's up one. 40-39. Half the fourth quarter's gone. Napier foul line. Gives to Cordonier in the corner. Back to Napier. Set shoots the three. It curls out. It was below the cylinder and snapped away.
That's a great shot there, boy, because he's feeling it.
Here is Sosby hustling up the floor for Jackson Center. And on his hip is Counts, who bothers him and fouls. Little too close harassment by the Rushi defender.
Still out of bounds, though.
Yep, not yet the 1-1. Team foul 6 on Rushi. Jackson Center possession. Hands on hips from a few players out there on the floor. 3:54 to go fourth quarter. 40-39 Jackson Center. This game is shaping up as a championship game should. It's a photo finish going to the wire. Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Laramie since the late 1800s when mules pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and a pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Bonnehorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, ideal for family gatherings, birthdays, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Lauderdale at 10 Elm Street. On the web at Brookins, BRUCKENS-USA.com. Well, after that timeout, the ball was inbounded quickly, then tied up. Another timeout called. Whose possession will it be, Chuck, with 3:34 to go? And the Tigers up one.
Well, Jackson Center, they called the timeout. So they still had the ball. They didn't have to use the possession, which also would have been theirs, though.
Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCurdyville is owned by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. He reaches out to aid small businesses with high-tech computer solutions on time. He's prompt. PC and network repair, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, custom builds. Adams Tech Solutions repairs phones, handhelds, iPods, and iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. High-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCurdyville. We're all the way down to 3:15 to go in the game. Jackson Center's got the ball, a one-point lead. Oh, a lucky break for the Tigers. A bad pass hit the referee. Kicked right to a black jersey. Jackson Center controls the ball, but Brady Wildermuth walks with it. Traveling on Jackson Center.
That was an absolute break, and I guess they turned it over anyway. But yeah, that ball was headed out of bounds and hit the referee in the leg.
Haven't seen that happen in a long, long time.
Referee's part of the floor, so that's how that works.
But the Tigers were unable to capitalize. Rushi's got the ball down one. 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Cordonier, 25 feet away, gives it up to Daypour between the rings. Right side of the floor, Tebby looks for a cutter, can't find him. Outside the arc on the left, it's Cordonier, deep left corner. It goes on the play to Daypour, starts to drive, he's choked off. Rotated near side to Trevor Munn. Picked up by Trent Flatfoot. Boy, he has played splendidly for the Tigers in a reserve role. A lot of minutes for the young man. the sophomore for Jackson Center, has played, or I should say the freshman for the Tigers, has played very good basketball. And as we talk about Jackson Center playing defense, a drive by Rushi against Boozer, flattens Boozer, the Raiders get the goal, Chuck. A steal taken by Cordonier. Cordonier goes 40 feet and makes it. What a turn of events. 4 quick points for the Raiders. They're up with 3 with 2 minutes to go in the game. Here's Wildermuth 30 feet away. Out back to Sosman. What a comeback by Rushi. Cross court pass to Boozer. Now Sosby between the rings. A minute 48 to go. Sosby glides to the foul line. A reach around foul against Rushi. And that is almost an automatic 2 points for Jackson Center because Drew Sosby's at the stripe with the Tigers behind the three.
Well, with the 1-1 and down 3, definitely needs to hit this first one, boy.
Who got the last 2 field goals for Rushi?
J4 got the drive down there, and then the other one was by Cordonier.
Now, Cordonier got the last one, day 4, the previous one. And Sosby's free throw, it's in and out. It's in and out. It was below the iron and somehow popped free. And now Rushi's got the ball with a 3-point advantage. Boy, the pendulum has swung big time in this game. Here's Dayport on the arc. It is knocked away by Wildermuth. A lot of contact. No call.
He grabbed his arm.
Out of bounds to Jackson Center.
Wow.
Brady got away with one.
That was right in front of the Rushi bench, too. That's not a happy group of people down there, and they shouldn't be.
A minute 30 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center's got the ball back, coming away unscathed on that possession. Here's Wildermuth on the block. Pass down low. Tony stole it. Debbie steals, and alertly gets a timeout. Boy, a lot of hands on hips on both sides. Each team fatigued. A minute 19 to go. And in the last 2 possessions, Chuck, one each way, the defenses have taken the ball away, and we're still stuck in a 3-point game. Rushi's got the ball back, and the Raiders are in the double bonus.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Jackson Center, their last 2 trips down the floor have been sloppy with the basketball, and they've turned it over twice.
And amazingly, this Jackson Center team, Chuck, which had 29 points at the half, has been held to 11 in 15 minutes in the last 2 quarters.
Well, that 1-3-1 that Rushi went to, usually that's a gimmick, kind of a gimmick defense that you throw out there, and then when they start to get some diagonal passes against it, you got to get out of it. They have not solved it, and they've not had to leave that defense.
With 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, Jackson Center led 34-20. That was with 4 minutes left in period number 3. Since then, over the last 11 minutes, Jackson Center has been limited to 6 points. Yep, Rushi's changing defenses. And the ability by Rushi to drive to the basket and make shots. The post play wasn't working in the first half. Jackson Center defended it so well. Rushi's gone smaller here in the second half, but has tried to take Jackson Center off the dribble. And now the Raiders in the double bonus will try to milk the clock. A minute 4 to go. Dribbling is Cordonier near the timeline, and a reach-in foul committed by Jackson Center. Well, should Rushi manage to hold on and win, the Shelby County League boys race would be all tied up. Jackson Center would host Anna next week. Rushi would travel to Bodkins. Cordonier, double bonus. Bingo, he's got it. 44-40, Rushi up 4.
After only being 4-9 from the line through 3 quarters, they have made 5-5 in the fourth quarter.
Wow. Cordonier again, in again. And Rushi's up 5. Jackson Center is in serious trouble. For the last 12 minutes of this game, belong to the Raiders. 3-point try. Brady Wildermuth way outside. In and out. No good. A lid on it right now for the Tigers. Sosby had an in and out on a 1-1. Brady Wildermuth in and out on a 3. Dayport down the floor for the Raiders. He's upended. He's spilled by a Tiger player. Double bonus Dayport of Rushi with 45 ticks to go.
Jack Dayport has been the difference in this basketball game here in the second half.
Exactly. You're so right, Chuck. You nailed it. Day four shooting, missing the free throw, though, off the back flange. Sorry, Jack. Yeah, he can set shoot that long three. He'll back up on you, shoot it from any length. And tonight, he's shown good ball handling skills. He's taken it right to the hoop. And he's given Jackson Center trouble guarding him while in motion going to the basket.
He's got three twos tonight, which is not normal for him.
He made the second foul shot. Jackson Center to add six. 37 seconds to go. Zorn, three ball out back, top of the key. A long one, no good. Off the heel. Rebound ricochets to Garrity of Lucy, and he's fouled. 32.9 to go. Raiders in business to force a tie in the Shelby County League here tonight. Garrity at the stripe for Rushi. Double bonus, free throw in. 47-40 in favor of the Raiders.
You think the Rockets would like to have that Fort Army game back?
Yeah.
They could be playing for a tie.
Well said. You're right. Garrity's got it both. 48-40, Lucian. So right, Chuck. Had Anna not dropped the game to Fort Army last Friday, we'd be looking at a three-way tie. Here's Sosby driving into the lane for Jackson Center. Around the defender. Makes the shot. Well done. And there is a late foul call by the referee. It's ruled a block basket. Good. Sosby at the stripe, 48-42, with 27.3 to go. Well, it was a 48-40 game with a half minute remaining. And Sosby's three-point play makes it a five-point contest, 48-43. What a swing, Chuck. With 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, Jackson Center led 34-20. With 30 seconds to go in the game, Rushi led 48-40. That's a, 28-6 run by Rushi over 11 minutes and some 30 seconds.
Well, they scored 18 points in the first half, and they've scored 15 in each quarter in the second half. I mean, you were talking a little bit off the air, and you were saying, gee, I mean, are they in trouble? And I said, if anybody can come back with the firepower that they have, it can be Rushi. And boy, two things happened. The shooting doesn't surprise me, but boy, Jackson struggling against that 1-3-1 has really kind of boggled my mind a little bit.
And I thought Rushi made a tactical switch offensively. They went to the post in the first half with no success whatsoever. Raiders went smaller in the second half and drove the basketball, got to the 1-1 early, made some shots off the dribble entering the paint. And you're right, Jack Daypour, a big spark for Rushi. 27.3 to go in the game. Rushi inbounding at the end of the floor. It's up the right side to Perdonier. He's circling in backcourt, still circling. Being pursued by Jackson Center, which fouls with 24.2 to go.
And York has played hardly any in the second half. Tevy's played some. They've kind of been running him in offense and defense.
Yep, credit Spencer for, excuse me, easy for me to say. Spencer Cordonier made some very critical adjustments which worked in his favor in the second half.
Well, as I said the last time we watched them play, that Paul Bremington had been here forever, and you don't usually want to be the guy that replaces the guy, but boy, Spencer Cordonier has done an outstanding job continuing the tradition here.
In that game we saw against Versailles, he earned his stripes. The Raiders didn't back down that night at all. And some major coaching moves here tonight in the last two quarters by Spencer have gone his way. Both free throws made by Rushi to extend the lead back to seven with 18 seconds to go. Then Sosby assertively drives down the floor and draws a two-shot foul for Jackson Center, but it might be too late. Last two free throws by Rushi.
We're on here, man, both. He's 4-for-4 here in the fourth quarter.
Raiders have been marksmen at the stripe in the fourth period. Free throw by Sosby, up and in. 50-44, Rushi by six. Tebby comes out, counts on the floor for ball handling. Rushi's got five guards. or wing players out there at the moment. Second shot, Sosby on the way. He threw it up there too hard intentionally. Wilburn got the long rebound. Missed it, no good. It's volleyball to Sosby on the arc. And over-guarding is called against Rushi with 13.2 to go. Daypour on the foul. That was a heady play by Jackson Center, which got away with missing the second free throw on purpose. Got the rebound back. Sosby at the stripe again. It's a six-point game. Double bonus now. Free throw by Drew. No. He wiped it. He put up a brick. Don't see that very often. Second shot by Drew Sosby. One, two, three bounces. This to make it a five-point game. A lot of rim and in. 13.2 to go. Jackson Center is behind by five, 50 to 45. A terrific second half played by the Rushi Raiders here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Our 1,000th game, and it has been a thrilling contest for number 1,000 or even number 100.
It was a lot better than 999.
Yes. When the Fort Lauderdale girls beat Jackson Center last night.
Kind of a snoozer. Both teams a little flat early, and Carlos Siegel, though, got the 340th win of her career, which made her number one in wins for coaching at Fort Laramie.
I tell you what, she is an outstanding, I'm going to use the word academician because that's an educational phrase. She's an educator first, a teacher first, but then parlays that teaching ability, that basketball instruction ability to the court. And her teams are outstanding each year, especially in February and March.
Well, she has a love for the kids, and the kids have a love for her. It's obvious.
13.2 to go. Rushi up five with the ball. It's airmailed to midcourt to count. She catches. It's Demi on the run, and Demi scores with 8 seconds to go. They whip the pressure and threw it long. Sosby back down the floor for Jackson Center. A long three ball in the air. No good. It hit the iron. Rebounded by the Raiders. Foul. Jackson Center. 2.3 left. My goodness, Chuck. It has been a 21-point swing since the midway point third quarter. Dylan Cordagna has been automatic at the stripe. He's back there again. Tell you what, Chuck. Either one of these teams with a break, either one with a break, could make it to Columbus. Division IV boys, not as difficult this year as last. There's no Tri-Village with those three-year inside players working. No Marion Local with, what, 6'7", 6'9", 6'10". Either one of these two teams with a break could make it to the state, but you've got to get through that tough pick with sectional first.
That's going to be maybe tougher than the district and the regional.
Right. Cordonier shoots, and he lips the rim. No good.
He's human.
Yes. He's allowed one missed foul shot. 2.3 to go in the fourth quarter. 7-point lead. Rushi, which once trailed 34-20 with just over four to play in the third period. Cordonier sinks free throw number two to make it a 53-45 game. 8-point lead Raiders. 2.3 left. Bounced into Sosby at midcourt. Crossover dribble. Pulls up. Shoots the 30-footer. And makes it. My goodness. He hit it, but it's all cosmetic. Rushi wins it by five. A triple by Sosby. Two or three steps across the center line. Beat the buzzer. And it's a 53-48 final. Yep, the Rushi Raiders once trailed 34-20. I've said it many times. And over the last 12 minutes of this game, Rushi scored 33 points, and the Jackson Center Tigers scored, what, 14? Yep. That's exactly right. It was 34-20 Jackson Center over the last quarter and a half. The Tigers put 14 on the board, and Rushi answered with 33. What a rally by the Rushi Raiders, who didn't back down tonight. Looked like they were down, yes, big time, but did not give up. Credit to Rushi. Jackson Center played an outstanding first 2.5 quarters, but the Raiders over the last period and a half got it done to force a tie in the Shelby County League. Each team with two setbacks. Jackson Center hosts Anna next Friday. We've got the game for you on scoresbroadcast.com. Meanwhile, Rushi travels to Botkins. If each team wins next week, it winds up a dead heat. Both teams 10-2 in the county. And the loser, conceivably, could finish in second place. I doubt that both teams drop games next week. It could happen, but that would be far-fetched. Seemingly, Jackson Center, having lost to Anna at Anna, has the tougher matchup next Friday night, although the Tigers are on their floor.
Well, this was a flip the script tonight as far as the fourth quarter goes. Rushi made 12 of 14 free throws in the fourth quarter. Jackson was 3 of 8.
My goodness.
You don't see that very often.
Nope, the tables got turned in terms of late game foul shooting. Jackson Center, the club that is nearly perfect going down to the wire at the charity stripe, not so tonight. The Raiders were money in the bank when the pressure was on at the free throw line. What a game. Glad you could listen to us here on the web on scoresbroadcast.com. Darren Wilson, once again from Rushi, on business for Honda. He is an hour north of London, England. We say hello to him. We're at about, what, 3 or 4 in the morning, I think, something like that.
You need to be asleep, Darren. go to bed.
But hello, Darren. Maybe our shout-out keeps you up another 10 or 15 minutes or so. What a game. And so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolley in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Chuck, who win the Clancy's honors tonight?
Well, on the Rushi side, he was their leading scorer, but that had nothing to do with why I picked him. He scored all 12 points in the second half. Jack Dapor, 6'2 sophomore, had an outstanding game tonight, and he sparked Rushi's comeback. On the other side, Drew Sosby scored 20. He tried to do it. Had some calls tonight where normally they don't call. He's got those quick hands, but they were calling those touch fouls tonight on the reach in. So he wasn't as effective defensively usually as he usually is. But Drew Sosby for Jackson and Jack Dapor for the Raiders.
They are the Clancy's recipients. Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, the Jackson Center Tigers, by virtue of the setback tonight, dropped to 9-2 in the Shelby County League, 16-3 overall. Rushi is 9-2, 17-3 overall. I'm wondering, Chuck, if this win by the Raiders changes enough minds for the seeding on Sunday, the D4 tourney draw, to enable Rushi to get the number one seed and thus get first pick on creating a pathway through the sectional, district, and regional tournament.
If I was a coach and I knew this game was Friday night, I would absolutely not send in my vote until I saw how that game went.
Right.
And the game my vote would go to Rushi.
Oh, what a game it was. Great comeback by the Rushi Raiders to pull it out of the fire and win by 5 again on the Dickman
Electrical and Industrial Supply scoreboard. 53-48, Rushi wins it. Tremendous game here tonight. And game number 1,000 here on scoresbroadcast.com, deserving of this tremendous contest between these two heavyweights in the Shelby County League.
You know what? I would love to see them again. Now, I don't know where they would meet if they got to the regionals, if the semi or finals, but either way, I'd love to see this matchup again.
Sure would. Additional underwriting sponsors here tonight, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, south of Botkins. The food's not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. On-time, high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. Again, tomorrow, our plan is to be on the air from Houston. That's our first choice, a late decision we made on Thursday. That's Houston girls entertaining Fort Loramie tomorrow. Again, it's an important game in the Shelby County League girls race. Last contest in league action, Chuck. Anna and Fort Loramie nodded atop the standings. Anna's at Jackson Center. Will be interesting to see how much Jessica Berger plays tomorrow for Fort Loramie, coming off the ankle injury from Thursday night.
Yeah, well, I would think they'll play as much as they need to. And right. She's a kid. She's going to bounce back from that.
Tip-off, 2:30 tomorrow. That's when we throw it up. Fort Loramie, Houston girls, 2:30, webcast time, 2:10. Then tomorrow night, Fort Loramie boys entertain Franklin Monroe, 8 o'clock tip on the air at 7:40 tomorrow night from Fort Loramie. Rhett Gish has been our scorers, broadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee on stats, color, and on-site engineering. Again, game 1,000 here tonight on scorersbroadcast.com is history. Thanks for joining us through most all of those 1,000 games. Hey, if there's somebody out there who tuned into all of them, let me know. But I'm sure we had a huge listenership tonight for this classic in the Shelby County League, won by the Rushi Raiders. Jack Kramer saying good night from here, Rushi. Final score once again, Rushi 53, Jackson Center 48.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.